You are a former Birmingham Baron, and I believe your time overlapped when Michael Jordan was on that team. I'm sure you've never been asked this before, but what do you remember from that time period?
Gosh, just about everything. I'll tell you, it was an amazing time in Birmingham. I was also part of the 93 team, which is the year before Michael was there, that won a championship, an amazing run. We beat teams that had, you know, big league Hall of Famers on the other side. But the 94 season, when people ask me, I always say it was, everything was big league. And for those of us who didn't end up playing in the major leagues, everything was big league. Travel, accommodations, crowds, security. That year will always be special because of that. And the other thing, I think what we realized was Mike, we saw Mike as the human. He is probably the most competitive person I've ever met. It doesn't matter what it was, from a game of ping pong in the clubhouse to our 15th game and 15th day on the baseball field. He wanted to win, but also got a chance to see and have fun with him outside of baseball and realize what a great person he is just to hang around. So tons and tons of memories, an unbelievable year, you know, got a chance to, there are lots of people who watched The Last Dance during the pandemic. And, you know, episode 7 was the one they showed Birmingham Barons. And my two kids were 16 and 13. They affectionately call episode 7 Dad's episode because I got 3.5 seconds, I think, in that episode.